Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, October 15, 2019. Fight for your freedom. So there's a bunch of hearings in the House Intelligence Committee this week about the Ukraine impeachment, all of that. We don't know what those hearings comprise because they're secret. They don't have to be secret, but the Democrats voted to make them secret. And the reason they did that is because they want to leak selected testimony, it's under oath, by six or seven individuals who know something about Ukraine out to the press to make Donald Trump look bad. That's why. Now, if it were public and everybody heard it, then you couldn't do that because the bigger picture would be on the record. That's number one. Number two, this whole impeachment business is not what many Americans think it is. It's not really about a phone call to the Ukrainian president by Donald Trump asking the president to cooperate in corruption investigations. It's not about that. Because a president can do that. He has an obligation to uncover corruption if he or she believes it is happening and can ask any head of state to cooperate. What this is about is John Durham. You know that name, John Durham? He's the U.S. attorney appointed by Attorney General William Barr to investigate the origins of the Russian collusion situation and alleged corruption by FBI, CIA, State Department under Barack Obama, and Defense Department under Barack Obama. Those are the four areas that John Durham, U.S. attorney from Connecticut, is investigating. The hate Trump media and the Democratic Party know. The odds are that Mr. Durham is going to find massive wrongdoing and people could be charged. Durham has that power. He's the power to indict. That will likely happen next year sometime, right smack in the middle of the presidential race. That's going to help Donald Trump a lot, particularly if guys like Comey and McCabe and Brennan and these people are indicted. Trump can go all day long and look what they did. Look what they tried to do, those corrupt people. So the Democratic Party and the press know they have to have something out front to blunt the impact of a possible embarrassment by John Durham and the Justice Department. That's what this impeachment thing is all about. At this point, they know, everybody knows, the Senate's never going to remove a president for this. That would mean any president could be removed for anything. We won't have a presidency anymore. That's not going to happen. But they're doing it to make it harder for the Justice Department to come down and say massive corruption against Trump. He was the victim. The president was the victim. Hey, Trump forces don't want. That's what this impeachment thing is all about. Keep your eye on it. Okay, so it's a dirty thing. It's hurting the country, this impeachment thing. President Trump is furious about it, and I hope he can control himself because he's tweeting like crazy now. I mean, as I write in the United States of Trump, last chapter, the Russian collusion thing took a heavy toll on Donald Trump emotionally. Now you add this. I'm hoping the president can hold it together here because he's under massive, massive tension. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call
and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Project Veritas. Now, I like these people. I think they do good work, but I can't trust them 100% because they edit their stuff so severely that you just can't say all of it is on the up and up. They did an undercover with CNN, and they also have a whistleblower, a guy who worked for CNN, Kari Porich. He's a technician. He was. I don't know if he's still there. And Kari says, they hate Trump at CNN. It's from the top. Jeff Zucker hates him and orders everything to be anti-Trump. Well, I don't think anybody's surprised. I've said that for a year, more than a year. But they got Zucker on an undercover tape. Roll it.
We're moving towards impeachment. I mean, we shouldn't pretend, this is going one way, and so all these moves are moves towards impeachment. So don't lose sight of what the big story is. So I must say, on the Lindsey Graham front, I know that there's a lot of people at CNN that are friendly with Lindsey Graham. Time to knock that off, and it's time to call him out. And, I think he's under full-time contract now at Fox News. He's done the last 26 interviews in cable news at Fox, okay? And so it's time to seriously call out what's going on here.
All right, so Lindsey Graham is a defender of President Trump. He's not under contract to anybody. He does stuff all the time. And you can see that Mr. Zucker is basically telling his editors and reporters, this is the way you cover the news. All right, this is it. Impeachment's everything. This is it. Don't worry about the other stuff. And Lindsey Graham, I better go get him. Now, I've been telling you this for how long? That the companies who run the media, six controlling 90% of the news flow, order their people. They order their people. You do this. And you don't do it, you don't work for them. Free press? Does that sound like a free press to you? Now, is anybody surprised that CNN hates Trump? No. And if you want to hear more, you can go to projectveritas.com. They have all kinds of stuff there. Nobody's surprised, but, when you hear it, it becomes more vivid. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Beto O'Rourke. Man's a fascist. He's not a liberal Democrat. He's a fascist. Now, I'm going to back it up. Name calling is ridiculous, but I am describing, not name calling. So he is at a town hall on CNN about gay issues, and he's asked this question. Go.
Do you think religious institutions like colleges, churches, charities, should they lose their tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage?
Yes. There can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for anyone or any institution, any organization in America that denies the full human rights and the full civil rights of every single one of us.
Okay, so denies, what do you mean denies? Church can't deny anything. A religious person can't deny anything. The law is the law. The question was, if they oppose same-sex marriage, should the churches lose their tax-exempt status? And O'Rourke says yes, because if you don't think the way that I think, you don't deserve to have tax-exempt status, even though it is written into the United States Constitution. All right? It's a form of our government. Now, they could pass a law. Let me be clear about that. The Constitution allows for freedom of expression. The government has passed a law saying we want to encourage church going so they have tax-exempt status. It's not written in the words, but it stems from freedom of religion. So O'Rourke, who is absolutely a fascist, this is what fascists do. You don't think the way I think, we're going to punish you. We're going to hurt you. All right? So that's what O'Rourke said. We're going to hurt you unless you think the way that I do. There's no doubt he's a fascist. Now, he's only polling 3, 4%. This is absurd. So if you're a religious person and you in your heart believe that man and woman is what God wants as far as marital unions, you believe that. You're not entitled to your belief. We're going to hurt you. According to Beto O'Rourke. See you tomorrow.